Well, first of all, how'd you like my introduction on your 18th green?
Well, I couldn't hear it because some of the fans were already cheering for me. Something about my Trojan fans, or I don't know. What did you say?
I just told a big fight on for Lizette.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that. I loved it. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Okay, so 369, and you said you didn't even hit the ball that as well today.
No, I did
not.
That's
pretty good.
Yes. I'm going to give myself a little credit, and, you know, even though I didn't hit the ball well, I still scored pretty decent, and, you know, round in the 60s is not bad, and especially with being in the final group with Imbie Park, one of the steadiest golfers that I've seen and I've gotten the pleasure to play with a lot. And so, you know, I'm learning a lot about myself in these last couple of weeks, and which I'm very proud of, and I'm sure my swing instructor's very proud of me, my parents are proud, and just trying to give it a little more tomorrow.
You talked about the importance to get off to a good start, and you certainly did that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Today, just birdie the first two holes, and, you know, I answered on the first hole with a birdie after MB, you know, knocked it in from about 25 feet. Tomorrow, just keep it simple. I'm just going to go out there with no expectations and, you know, just keep hitting fairways and greens. That's my game plan, and just keep simple swing thoughts. And, you know, my swing instructor was here this morning, gave me some confidence on the range, and, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Envy's very cool. She's sort of like you in many ways, but in that respect, right? Nothing seems to faze her.
So, no.
But you'd like to get maybe a couple of early ones to say, okay, I'm going to put some pressure on you, right?
Yeah, definitely. That would be nice to, you know, put some pressure on her, but, you know, your main opponent is the golf course, and you know, MB's three shots ahead of me, and she's a great player, and you know, I can't control what she does, and I can only control my swing thoughts, and you know, my routine. That's all I can control.
Can you use my favorite word, three-letter word tomorrow? Just what fun. No matter what happens, just have fun, because
yeah,
that's
definitely
what it's all about.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. You know, we're here for the fans. We're here to entertain, and you know, I'm just smiling for my fans, and just because they've come out here from such long ways to cheer me on, and made some major championship, the first of the year, and you know, I'm just having a blast. And you know, whatever happens tomorrow, you know, it'll be a learning experience, and if it goes really well and jump in that pond, it'll be a great start to the year.
And certainly it would be the biggest thing that ever happened to you.
So far.
So far. Well, of course, everybody so far,
but
just to do it one time in a major, your first win here, it'd be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be incredible. And, you know, that's what I've always dreamed about, is to jump in that pond. And and I know I'm not a great swimmer, but who cares? I'll just jump in there.
You don't have to.
So, you know, I've watched Lorena from outside the ropes, and so I'm just trying to make memories from inside the ropes, and having all my family here. I'm probably going to have all them jump in there with me, and teammates and coaches. And so, you know, it's not all about me. It's about my team that's been helping me for, you know, the last year and a half, just getting my confidence up, and, you know, just trying to repay them for what they've done for me.
Have a great Sunday.
Thank you.